I can't sell lambs to other people because they just don't pay enough. So it is very, very difficult to sell to Wamco as well as Walsh's. The money is just not in it. By the time they give you their weight and grade price and you freight them over, by the time you take out your expenses, you're down to $4 odd a kilo, and it's just not enough money.
Does the money go up and down? I mean, do you occasionally see an okay price, but then it drops back again?
Well, this is half the problem with the industry. You know, if you're running a couple of thousand sows, you need a man virtually full-time looking after your sheep. If you're doing, if you're cropping and running your farm properly, you need a full-time man just helping with the sheep. Now, that costs a fair bit of money. You don't get a man on a farm now under 60-odd grand a year. So, and the way they control the prices, I mean, they say the farmers are going to make some money now because we have all these contracts in China, but we never make the money. I mean, they know that. You've got the big supermarkets telling the buyers what to pay for the lambs. I mean, they pull all these stunts like new season's lambs to old season. I mean, how do you tell a new season from an old season? I mean, anything they can do to lower the price, they do, and it really gets up our nose. You know, we shouldn't be under $5 for a lamb, but they'll muck around with a price and there'll be a shortage and they'll whack the price up, then they'll lower it down again. There's nothing stable in the lamb industry, and it really is a big problem. And that's why people get out of it, Bridget, because they play around with the prices. They'll pay you good money when they're short, and as soon as they got an oversupply, they'll drop it right back again. So this is where the problem is. They think that, you know, you buy a ewe and put a ram with it and the lamb drops out. They don't realise that you have to look after them through the summer, and they just haven't got any idea where the money goes to. They think that the sheep look after themselves. So if you're getting $4.25 a kilo after your freight, and by the time you go out and look at your sheep and drive around and check them and crutch them and do all the bits and pieces, that $4 a kilo probably comes back to about $1.50 if you take your wages and time into consideration.
And Ron, in your experience, have you shrunk your sheep flock in the past few years? Have you found that cropping's been more profitable for you?
Oh, well, it has. We certainly have shrunk it. I mean, we had to, otherwise we would have been gone. I mean, the sheep industry is still going backwards. I mean, they can't seem to get through their head that they have to pay a reasonable price all year round, not when they think that they have to pay a bit of money because they're short. They have to pay a reasonable amount of money all year round, and until they get that through their head, the industry is going to keep going backwards. I mean, this $10 million facility in Katanning they're building, I mean, why don't they just come out to the farmers and do a tour around and go and have a talk to them and find out where the problems are? I mean, they could save all that money. I mean, I don't know what they think they're going to do with $10 million, but, I mean, if it's not profitable enough by the time you do your fences, look after them. I mean, it all gets back to money. People are sick of working for nothing.
And where do you change that pricing, Ron? I mean, is it something that, you know, you need your consumers to pay more for, or is it something that needs to be cut out of the supply chain process?
Well, you go to Coles or Woolies. I mean, what do you see? Legs of lamb for, what, $28, $29? You know, a rack of lamb for $42 a kilo? I mean, you've got to be joking. I mean, someone's making a lot of money, and it's certainly not the farmer. So, Bridget, until they get a handle on where they're at and work out what that we can get a reasonable amount of money all year round, the industry is just going to keep going backwards until they'll wake up to the fact they have to pay a reasonable amount of money to keep the farmers in the game. Otherwise, they might as well go cropping and shut the gate and go away for a few months and sort of just take it easy than looking after livestock. Livestock is a lot of work.
What to you would be a reasonable amount of money per kilogram, for instance, if you had a reasonable but dreaming figure?
Between $5 and $5.50. If you could maintain between that, somewhere between $5 and $5.50, that gives a bit of return on your investment, and I'm sure a lot of people would get back into the industry.